It's time for the best 60 minutes of your life. This is the Homer Hour, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. Here's Emmy Award winner Homer.
The best 60 minutes of your day, the busy Wednesday, Jason Wilde, Homer Hour. Of course, Rain Man is first, call number 5, 1-800-990-3776. Caller number 5, you win a ESPN Wisconsin prize pack, whatever that is, I'm not sure. But I'm sure it's spectacular. The U.S., 7 o'clock tonight against Bosnia-Herzegovina. I did some research. For those of us old, when you had the Soviet Republic or just had a few countries, Bosnia-Herzegovina was one time Yugoslavia. And you'd probably root for them if the U.S. wasn't playing them. Coffee drinking is a favorite Bosnian pastime. Bosnia-Herzegovina is the 9th country in the entire world per capita coffee consumption. 9th in the world. I would assume the U.S. is probably number 1. I'll have to check that. Maybe someone, the AI, wants to do the research. In sports, it doesn't appear that there's ever been anybody famous ever from Bosnia or Herzegovina. The Winter Olympics was held in Sarajevo back in 1984. Most of their awards are just the Yugoslavian awards, the Bosnian chess team. Their big sport is, of course, soccer, or they call it national football. You just shouldn't lose to them, but it's actually a reasonably wealthy country. We'll have to check to see as far as consumption of coffee. Somebody suggested that maybe Djokovic was from there. It's not true. They have almost everybody in the country is an internet user. So I got to go back and look up to see. Where the numbers were as far as coffee to make sure I have it right. But it is time for Rain Man. We'll get back to Bosnia-Herzegovina. You should never lose to them on a team sport, a country. It's like California losing to Rhode Island. Come on. A team sport, Rhode Island should never beat them in anything. Rain Man is brought to you by Saganiac Planning, a name synonymous with employee benefits and top-notch service. And, as I've added, and I should have been, doing it well for over 50 years. Locally, they're local. Doing it well for over 50 years. That's how you can understand all the employee benefits and different things that can be complicated. Not with Saganiac Planning. You can't come up with something they haven't dealt with in over 50 years. And a phone number to remember, because all you have to do is remember 783. And you know all the numbers they give us now for valets. They're all 6 numbers. And they put them in patterns so that you can remember the 6. I don't know how that's done, but it's pretty clear. So all you need to do is 3. Saganiac Planning, 262-783. Roger Maris, 6161. In honor of Marquette's great support, or I should say Saganiac Planning's great support of Marquette. I had it backwards. The first question is the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question. Mike in Hartford is our contestant. Mike, good evening. Your Rain Man resume, please, to give people who are listening and watching on YouTube an idea of how well you might do.
All right. Good afternoon. I am a first-time participant in this extravaganza.
Hmm. Have you listened so you know how it works?
Yes. So okay. I'm all about low expectations.
Oh, all right. By the way, subscribe on YouTube whenever or wherever you're listening. You know, we're live on YouTube as well. People, more and more people are now watching instead of just listening. You can watch the show, see what's happening in the studio, comment along with us. Podcasts are dying, and YouTube is killing it. Just search ESPN Milwaukee on YouTube and subscribe today. It's 5:06. I apologize, 4 minutes late. If you go to YouTube, and Mike can do it with anybody, you will always know whether the Dome, if the Brewers are playing an evening game at home, whether the Dome is open or closed. And I don't tell you that. You have to go to YouTube and observe it. I apologize, I'm 4 minutes late. As far as the Dome open or closed, it has been taken care of. So I think that might tell me that Mike is watching on YouTube. Is that true?
I am not. I am driving. So yeah. I have a pretty good idea, though.
Yes, you do. And I appreciate that. All right. Any questions I don't feel like I need to, because you get the prize, win or lose. So if you sit and spend 10 minutes on one question, that's up to you. Doesn't matter. Seems odd. If you don't know the question right away, just pass. More often, people remember the answer later on better than just fiddling and diddling. First question again, the Saganiac Planning Marquette trivia question. You ready to go?
I am ready.
3, 2, 1, go. What Marquette great was part of the New York Knicks TV team enjoying a world championship?
Haywood?
Incorrect. How old is the Miz?
24.
Correct. With what pick was the Miz taken in the 2022 baseball draft?
63.
Correct. Where did the Miz play college baseball? Good luck.
Some small college in Missouri.
Incorrect. Fastest pitch by Miz, and you have to go to 1/10 of a mile per hour.
105.5.
That's correct. The fastest pitch ever by a starting pitcher, again, to 1/10 of a mile per hour in baseball history.
105.5.
That's correct. Fastest pitch ever by a pitcher, 105.8. Who did it?
Brothers Chapman?
That's correct. Best finish ever by the U.S. in the World Cup.
The Elite Eight?
Incorrect. How far did the U.S. make it in 2022? Last World Cup.
Group stage.
Incorrect. Only year the U.S. has made the Elite Eight in the last 90 years.
2008.
Incorrect. Starting in 1954, how many World Cups in a row did the U.S. not even qualify? How many in a row?
Six.
Incorrect. How many teams are in the World Cup this year?
Uh, 48.
Correct. How many make the elimination round?
32.
Correct. 4 years ago, how many teams were in the World Cup?
32.
Correct. 4 years ago, how many teams made the elimination round?
16.
Correct. Nicely done. Nice finish there. 4, 5, 6. 32. I got 9. Nice job. Is it 9 right?
Yep, I got 9.
All right, I got 9. Those questions were asked not necessarily because they're hard, but so to emphasize that everybody knows that the World Cup has never been like this before. And people are doing things they've never done before because they never did it this way before. But you nailed them all. All right. What Marquette great was part of the New York Knicks TV team enjoying a world championship, and he joined them in the middle of the year, I think. Greatest shooter I ever saw at Marquette. Steve Novak. When he hit the rim on a free throw, I was surprised. How old of them is? 24. You got that. The most important number in the world right now is 63. That's the number the Miz was taking in the baseball draft. Where did Miz play college baseball? You have no chance of getting it unless you think of a Marquette player, Jay
Crowder.
Crowder College, yep. Fastest pitch by Miz, yes. 105.5. Nicely done, Mike. And I tried to trick. It didn't work. That is, in fact, the fastest pitch ever by a starting pitcher. Aroldis Chapman has the fastest pitch ever, 105.8. He has the second fastest pitch, 105.7. I wish I could bet the Miz will break both of those. The Miz, before the year is over, will throw at least 105.9. And on a bet of 100, I'd probably bet 40. Best finish ever by the U.S. in the World Cup. How old are you, Mike?
47.
You got to be way older than that. 1930, the U.S. finished third. How far did they make 4 years ago? The round of 16, which you had to be in order to compete in the round of elimination. The only year the U.S. made the Elite Eight in the last 90 years, 2002. This lets you know how much better the U.S. is. Starting in 1954, how many World Cups in a row did the U.S. not even qualify? They didn't even make the World Cup.
30.
Nine, which would have been 36 years. 1954 to 1990, nine World Cups in a row, the U.S. did not even qualify to participate. And no one cared. How many teams in the World Cup this year? You nailed it, 48. And so they did all those games, the preseason NFL games, to get down to 32. They're so smart. Fans going all over the place spending money. 4 years ago, you only had 32, and you had the group, which was way important because the group went from 32 to 16. So only half the teams that were in the World Cup advanced to the next round. This year, 32 of 48, which is two-thirds. Wow. Instead of half, they increased it to two-thirds. It's bogus, but nobody cares. And FIFA deserves credit for figuring out fans are nuts. They'll do anything. Maybe they'll expand even more. What they do not like, probably, is that the better teams losing so early, like Germany losing, so they may come up with a different way to determine the 32 so that the better teams don't lose. That would be my guess. Mike?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on nine. Do you realize how much more you get making nine than you would get if you had zero? And the answer is zero.
Nothing.
But you feel better. You'll tell people, hey, go to Twitter and listen to the Rain Man with Homer. I got nine. And you did a nice job. You got the ones right that you should have gotten right. And most importantly, you got 63 right. I said, if somebody doesn't know that number, then I'm just going to fire them and they're eliminated, even though they get the prize. And I was informed that I can't do that. So be it. Congratulations, Mike. Next time, maybe you'll hit double figures.
Thank you, sir.
Mike in Hartford with nine. And yes, the soccer game is tonight. I thought for sure Senegal, did they have a final on that? Senegal, it was 2-0. Senegal, the reason why is that important? Everything's as important only as it relates to your team, and the United States will play.
Yeah, I got them on the app right now, which might not be up to date. 99th minute, tied 2-2.
Still tied. Yeah, no, that would be right. Yeah. I think they're pretty closely ranked in terms of, I apologize not for not knowing anything about soccer. So
in your power rankings?
I think they're one right next to each other.
Oh, wow.
Senegal is better than you would think. Jason Wilde. Next.
It's time for Jason Wilde on the Homer Hour on 94.5 ESPN.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. He is currently on assignment. Jason Wilde, three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year. He's so huge. He has the Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. We will get to him at some point. If not, we will continue to discuss The Miz and soccer. I am curious to see what the ratings are as in the past. And I'm sure they'll be significantly higher. Do we have the Discount Liquor Twitter poll question up?
Not posted just yet.
Okay. Which can have one win? Would you want a Miz win tomorrow? Or would you like a soccer win tonight? And I understand that's based on which sport you like, or sport or America. It's not. There's no correct answer. It's just I'm curious about which people will pick. Joining us now is Jason Woolley on his own personal Jason Woolley Yingling Hotline. Jason, good evening. How are you doing?
I'm good, Goat. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right.
You get one win. Miz tomorrow or the U.S. tonight? Which are you taking? That's our Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. There is no correct answer.
Tonight. It's not even, there is a correct answer. How can you possibly say a early July major league game that's one of 162 versus a chance to advance to the round of 16 in the World Cup?
Well, first of all, this round is made up.
I understand, but you'd still like to be in the round of 16 where you could have gotten had you won your group.
If you care about soccer. If you don't care about soccer, then, you know.
Well, yeah, but it's not like.
It's the Miz. It's not just one game. What?
If it's the Miz pitching game seven of the NLD, do they go seven in the division series now?
I think that's five. It's seven in the championship series. But I would say yes, but the development of every game he pitches and the development of Miz and the greatness and maintaining greatness on the innings is important. So that's why.
But he could pitch well and they could lose, right?
Like that doesn't matter.
No decision.
If he pitches well, that's good. And I would like a win. Yeah. That would mean even better. But I don't know. You vote the soccer. We'll see.
I'm not even a huge soccer fan. It's just the gravity of the game in the grand scheme.
So let's say they lose. All right, let's say they lose. The U.S. loses.
Yeah, then it's a disappointing run. Just like it is for Germany and who else lost?
I think disappointing is too strong when it's soccer. You got to get to the round of 16.
In America? Yes, for sure. This is supposed to be the team that is more prepared for that. And if they don't get, if they lose tonight to the Milwaukee Messi and Bosnia Herzegovina.
Govina, they love Govina. Coffee there. Knew that. They're one of the.
Is that right?
Yes, they're ninth in percentage per capita coffee consumption. I need to look that up because I wonder where the U.S. is. I assume the U.S.
Do they
is
have
probably
McDonald's
not number one.
There?
Like, I would think they do. It's a income better than you think. I couldn't find any athlete that you've ever heard of. And it used to be Yugoslavia, so you would think they might have some pretty good basketball players. Yugoslavia,
Serbians in that region, right? Yeah.
I don't really know. I just know that they drink a lot of coffee, and they're most everybody has the internet, and they're reasonably wealthy.
Okay, so good to know on all fronts.
But losing to them in anything in a team sport is pathetic.
So how are you voting?
I voted for Miz. Come on, Miz is a freak. You're having a chance to see greatness. The soccer means diddly squat. First of all, this is what irritates me. They're trying to make this team better than it really is. Now, if they end up being that good, fine. They become good only if they make the Elite Eight, because that's only happening. So we'll see. But if they lose tonight,
can't get to the Elite Eight if you lose tonight.
I know, but if you lose tonight, I don't know
Brewers are still 19 games. If they lose tonight, they are still 19 games over 500.
Yes.
The Miz is still awesome. It's a loss to the Reds. It's not even a loss to the Cubs. Like, it's not the gravity of the game and the fact that the Miz could pitch great and they could lose a 1-0 pitcher's duel that he exits in the eighth inning and then their bullpen gives up a run in the top of the eighth. Like, it's not the end of the world.
You'll be happy. Team USA is doing well in the poll so far.
So. We got 8 votes.
Now, there's no need to go to the number of votes at this point in time.
Hey, I don't get any votes anymore either. Just, I used to get ever since Tasha's guy.
I don't know what's going on.
Well, I used to get like 1,000 votes easy.
Something's changed.
And now I get 76. Yeah. Tasha's guy ruined Twitter.
He may have, but it's all YouTube anyway. People that have questions in YouTube. How you can you can put a poll up on YouTube.
I do like our YouTube. Yeah, I do like that. But again, not everybody votes. And like we got, I don't know, 300 people watching, usually 400 people watching. Yeah. Not everybody votes. So you still don't get a statistically meaningful number. I liked polls. I did. I really did enjoy that.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Twitter.
I told you what happened.
I know you did. I don't believe that. I think it's much bigger than that.
No, it is. Yes, he ruined it on a much bigger scale.
Okay.
Okay, so what else do I talk about?
Every time now, it's like what you're working on regarding the Green Bay Packers. Did I convince you at all that there needs to be a study of how important it is to have decent cornerbacks and that the Packers, and in recent years, Goody has been horrible? How big a limitation does that put on the Packers? And even more so this year when you're missing Micah Parsons for, I believe, the first game he's going to play, guaranteed, I'd bet on it if I could, will be Dallas. He's not missing Dallas.
Yeah, I his brother continues to be on social media.
Right.
And take
so that you will appreciate it when he plays a little earlier than his brother said. He's not supposed to play
that
game. Oh, man. What a guy. This guy cares so much. He's playing early. Because now it's
that's
the fair half of the season, right? That's the standard they've set. Or his brother.
Yeah, I mean, they play 17 games.
Yep.
I think the Dallas game is the sixth game.
Okay. All right. I'll have to look at this.
And he's saying not till week 7 or 8. So that would mean missing both the first Bears game and that Dallas game against his former team. But look, that is obviously, you know, that's down the road. He has told us repeatedly that he is banned from any football activities until the 9-month mark, which is September 29th. So I'm not thinking about Micah Parsons at all. To your point, you know, I mean, there's part of me that would say, no, Goody's done a really good job with inexpensive, low investment corners. I mean, you look at what Carrington Valentine has become, and as a 7th-round pick, he's not in the Mark Tauscher, Donald Driver, Adam Timmerman category of a great 7th-round find. But he's played a hell of a lot of football for them, and he's a pretty good cover guy. His tackling has been inconsistent, to be kind, but he's not a bad football player. Keyshawn Nixon, we spent way more time than we need to on him. But for what
I want to be president of his fan club, even given the screw ups that he has and the stupid plays
great.
He makes.
I will let
imagine
him
imagine the
and
cornerback
can,
if he position if he wasn't good or a good number
good-ish.
Two. Good-ish, yeah. A number two if he wasn't.
Yeah. And again, I don't know enough about Brandon Cisse. You know, I obviously it's easy to go look on YouTube at highlights of draft picks of because they don't put together, unless you're Taylor Jenkins, which, by the way, I don't know him. I definitely sat too close to his tuchus at the One Bucks game Sid and I went to a couple years ago when he was coaching the Grizzlies. But
he's a good coach.
He is. Yes. I've heard nothing but great things from people who know way more basketball than me. And the fact that he took those two first-round picks and when he met with them before the draft showed them their 5 worst plays, instead of telling them how great they were and talking about ways they can improve. And all. I mean, I'm sorry. There's lots of coaches that coach lots of different teams and lots of different sports. And whether you're coaching youth sports, high school sports, college or pro, and you're always looking for creative ways to get your message through and to have done that and have it resonated with those two guys who talked about it on draft night. I mean, I just thought that was, I was like, okay, I'm this guy's got my attention. Not that he didn't before, based on what Justin Garcia and a few other people that know basketball really well had told me. But I really like his approach, and I'm eager to, you know, it's funny. You know, obviously I'm not a Bucks fan. I want them to do well.
For people who don't know, Jason is not a fan of any team.
Correct.
He follows. I don't know what are you
not.
A fan of? Fan of
I don't,
the
I
teams
don't really,
that your daughters play on, but that's
yes. Family. I'm a fan of my children's teams.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly right. I want to see them succeed because they're related to me and I love them. But beyond that, I'm not.
By
so,
the way, do you know how much the Culvers paid to be on all the Wisconsin jerseys?
No, how much?
I don't know. It's got to be millions, right?
Great question for Sean Eichhorst. Hey. Do you know? Did you sign off on this before you took the job? And if so, did you think we could have gotten more for the big blue logo? I'm still waiting for them to be partners on Wilde and Tausch, given how often we eat there, but unfortunately that has not occurred. But my point was going to be that I get the sense, and this is just anecdotally, but kind of the way the Giannis era ended, mm-hmm. and kind of some, shall we say, blemishes on how maybe people viewed him.
That's good.
Some,
blemish.
Again, it's not a homogeneous group.
No, it's a blemish. Blemish is perfect.
But there's, I think
you can forgive blemishes.
Sure, and look, I don't think it sullied. It's just it felt like he was less than forthcoming. And I think because of that.
You're so nice. He just lied on a regular basis. Lied. Lies are some of the things that he said. If anybody wants to make a list of the top 10 lies that Giannis made, feel free.
I think the way that played out has allowed some, I don't know how many, but some Bucks fans to actually say, okay, yeah, he's a generational talent. I wish things had played out differently, but I'm excited about what could possibly be around the corner.
96% liked Giannis when we did it a while back, and the most recent one we had was like 84%. So it's
I totally he has every right to play wherever he wants. I get it, but I do think his exit made it a little bit easier, just like it made. And this is not the same thing, but you know, there were so many Favre loyalists during that 08 season. And then when he went to the Vikings with that heel turn, it made it much easier to embrace Aaron Rodgers because he had done that. And Rodgers, you know, again, he's done some stuff now that you're kind of scratching your head at.
I'm
going to say things the way I say them, and then you can translate them into Homerisms if you'd like. I'm going to say he does some things that make you scratch your head.
Okay.
But his exit.
And I want to emphasize, I still think he's a great person. Just don't ask me to defend
it. I know. I understand.
Right.
But the way he exited, you know, without all the drama and the pomp and circumstance, made it so much easier on Jordan Love. And then, frankly, him going to New York and having the injury four plays in there, like, if he has, like, a boffo season and is really good and somehow he does elevate the otherwise crappy Jets, it would have been interesting to see. You know, obviously, Jordan played great in the second half of the season for the Packers that year, so that was awesome.
It would have just made you wonder what the heck happened the previous year when the team...
Right, exactly. And that would have given... I still maintain that
what did happen that his last year in Green Bay?
They traded Davante Adams. He broke his thumb in London, and again, one of the great.
But they could have come back at the end of the year.
There's no excuse for losing to a Lions team that had nothing to play for. But they were in that predicament because the guy played with a broken thumb on his throwing hand, and the double standard. Again, I don't care what you know. There's certainly some things with Favre that I think even the most loyal Favre fans now look at and go, maybe I misjudged just how great of a guy this guy was. But they gave him so much. He was Teflon. And when he did something heroic, like play with a broken thumb, all fans did was, you know, just swoon over how great and what a tough guy and everything else. Rodgers did the same thing. And the 2022 season, the narrative about him is he sucked. No one gives him any sort of grace on it. Playing quarterback with a broken thumb on his throwing hand and having Alan Lazard as his number one receiver. And that's what happened in 2022.
Wow. By the way, the Boston Celtics have agreed to trade Jaylen Brown to the 76ers for Paul George, 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks. And for those of you who don't know Brad Stevens, he looks like a really nice guy, but he made the decision. We can't win with those two guys again anymore. So he got as much as he could for Jaylen Brown. I will see. I'm not sure they can win with Paul George or whatever, but yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, again, I'm a sensitive guy, so I'm not here to judge other people.
Are you a sensitive guy?
I am. I'm incredibly sensitive.
Oh, I mean, I knew you're kind of sensitive. I don't.
Well, and I mean, I think sensitive.
You have high standards. You can be pretty tough about stuff.
I can be, but my feelings do get hurt, and I do care about people a lot, and I think that's part of being sensitive. Anyway, okay. If you're Jaylen Brown and you know that they were trying to trade you,
right.
Could you go back and play for them with and give them your all? I'd be curious.
Yes, that would be, I could.
That would be hard for me, and that's because I'm sensitive.
Well, but it was, you know, he played great, and but yeah, when they're, you see all these trades, you come in and say, okay, don't say all these things you like about him. That would be the only thing that Brad Stevens. He never said they were not going to trade him, but he could have been better off to say.
He's a smart guy, though.
I will never forget when the Marquette played him. And I don't remember the game. It may have been on a tournament in, I don't know, the Caribbean or somewhere. And after the game, Buzz Williams said he's the best coach I've ever coached against.
Wow. So. That's saying something from Buzz.
Yeah, and it was one game. He did this play that I had never seen before. They're down three. They inbound the ball. They do an alley-oop for a dunk. And you just assume they're going to take the dunk. And the person goes up, and instead of alley-oop, he turns the other direction on the wing, and there's the guy wide open for a three.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never seen that play before, and I think maybe I've seen it since, but it was just brilliant. There, you know, everybody kind of follows the ball, and this guy got a wide open three, who fortunately he missed. But I thought, now that
that was a great Paul Harvey. The rest.
Well,
of the story.
Even though the shot missed, I went, why didn't anybody ever think of that before? But
yeah.
The history will say the same with them. Tatum and Brown, they won one. They won a title. They got a ring.
They did.
So
they're in the club.
Can you win another one with the two of them? I don't think so. So
neither does Brad.
Yeah, no, he doesn't think so. I don't. I would have given him another chance, but because Tatum always seems like he's a little too. I don't want to say soft, but he just kind of let things roll. And so let Brown be the man. And why couldn't he be the man with Tatum? I don't know the dynamic. Something's off there.
Question.
It's more like the Packers. You see situations when you cover them day to day, when you go, this isn't going to work, or this is going to work. I don't know when you've...
Yes, for sure. Like Aaron Rodgers with two rookie wide receivers.
Did you really think that wouldn't work?
Yeah, he was... I mean, he's... Again,
but I've, see, I would say to him,
plenty of times,
Aaron,
but.
You're the best. Okay, here's what you do. You tell them what to do. You recognize their limitations. And that's what you do and make the best out of that. Like now, right. He's doing that. What, every pass he threw was 5 yards or less, right, last year. He set some kind of record. He knows he doesn't have an... Oh, go ahead.
My criticism for him, and I will stand by this, and I would say this to his face because I know it wouldn't bother him, but again, he had every opportunity to be fun Uncle Aaron. And he chose instead to be, I don't want to be part of rebuilding. And I think that was a mistake. And I don't know how differently the season would have gone.
Were they so bad that he didn't think they could learn whatever level?
No.
Right. That he's like, all right.
You saw what Watson did late in his rookie season. Like, you saw that. So if he had a different attitude from the jump, I would have liked to have seen what that would have looked like.
Because it would have possibly amped his reputation even more.
It would have.
You
exactly.
Wanted to say, hey, dude, if you can make these guys better than they really are this year, the rest of their careers, people will go back and go, damn, what? Yeah, they were good with Rodgers.
And right.
You didn't want to do that.
Instead,
why
had,
didn't he want to do that? That doesn't.
Because he was a grumpy old man, I guess. And but look,
all right.
He's one of those people. And I have had many.
Have you
of these
asked
in
him that?
Life.
What his problem was?
I've not. I haven't talked to him about that in a while. But I would have if I had gotten through on the Zoom call with him when they played the Steelers. But he's one of those people that they don't say I was wrong. What they do is they adjust their behavior, which is a tacit admission that they were wrong. And I think he's clearly done that. He did it in New York. He's done it in Pittsburgh. Like. I think he would, what I would ask him, and.
You know I have only one question. It used to be about your family. You know what it is now? What the hell happened to you? What happened?
I am hoping that we make the trip to Pittsburgh for the preseason game and I can talk with him because I would like to do that. I will put
you
what the hell happened to you. No, I would say Homer has requested for me to ask you this very important question.
Homer, who says you're a great person, but he doesn't think he can defend the position.
We can frame it however
you
want.
You're crazy.
Yeah.
What the hell happened to you? I don't. You probably knowing him, he'd probably say.
I think he might get a good answer.
Nothing. Yeah. What do you mean? I'm no different now than I was before. But
I'm not going to let him off the hook.
I know you won't. That's why I stopped doing the show. That's the only thing I get irritated with you about.
Me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Because you need to tell the truth on why that show ended. That show ended because he liked it so much, but he knew that you would follow up and he couldn't get away with crap without it being challenged by you, as nice as you are and as much as he liked you as a friend. And he was correct because everywhere he's gone since, they don't ever do a follow-up. And if you were, and I know you've seen the interviews and you went, come on, you got to ask this.
No, it's, all right, this will be it for us today.
Oh, we're going to finish with this? Yeah.
Yes, we're going to finish with this.
Okay.
So I
will
not
interrupt.
Here to comment on any of his other shows that he's done. I would just say this. To your point about what the hell happened to you, he was fearless with that show for 4 years. Like, I've told the story before, but it bears repeating so you understand what our dynamic was. Because, again, Craig Karmazin forced me to do that show. I said, let Homer do it. And you guys, apparently, it did not go well when you tried.
No,
it out.
I told Craig, I don't want to do the show. It's not going to work. You need to have Jason do it. Now, I don't know that that had anything, but I said,
It had a lot to do with it. Yes. So anyway, he comes into my office the first time we do it, and he says, look, I know that your ethics are important to you. I don't want you to pull any punches. I don't want the questions in advance. Whatever you dish out, I can handle. So ask whatever you want to ask. Just like you would if we were doing a regular interview. I don't want this to be a bunch of softballs because I know that that's not what you want it to be. And I was like, great. He diffused all the concerns I had. Now, there are people that obviously, certain retired beat writers and others who painted me as a sycophant to him. I don't think they were right. And he didn't require me to be that. Now, were there subsequent shows with other people that I found difficult to watch? Because there was such a different dynamic. Yes, I would admit that. But with me, he never once said, you can't ask me about this.
So why did he stop doing the show?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Okay.
But
sorry to interrupt.
The only time that he ever wouldn't answer a question was when we talked about him getting engaged. And his fiance at the time being at a Vanderbilt football game with what appeared to be like a rock the size of one of those candy rings that kids get. And it was so invisible on the TV broadcast. He did not want to discuss that. He wanted to keep his private life private. But with that exception and the stupid whole way that the PR staff wanted us to handle the rumors about him being gay, we never once had an issue with anything I asked or his ability to answer it.
And you are proud of that show. I'm sure.
I am.
Yes.
I'm very much so.
Okay.
Yep,
we'll end on that. Thanks, Jason.
All right, Homer. Take care. Be good.
Jason Wilde, all Packers all the time. So three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year that he has his own Jason Wilde Yingling Hotline. Shouldn't listen to that again or watch it if you're on YouTube. I did not because I didn't want to get off the target of the topic. The Discount Liquor Twitter poll question, you can only have one. Team USA wins tonight. Miz and the crew win tomorrow. It is now Team USA 57%.
Whoa.
And the Miz at 43%. We no longer have 8 votes. And contrary to what Jason said, I never make any judgment on what is the proper vote. I have a proper vote for me. He has a proper vote in... We can try to influence as we want. That's what I love. Though these are the peeps. It's now 52-48. Miz is coming back. He hadn't been behind very often this year. He's behind on this. Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin, the family business owned since 1931. It's not what they do. It's who they are. And they still own the business. Why is that important? Because they're still working on the cars. You wonder who's working on your car? Fisco Auto Body on Forest Home in Franklin. It's a Fisco. Expert workmanship guaranteed for the life of your vehicle. Any damage, Fisco has you covered. Fisco, to remember the name. Next. One 800 990 3776. I've instituted a new rule that people that are participating in the YouTube chat, if they call in, will go to the front of the line, given the importance that YouTube now has. Podcast. Nothing. What's a podcast? No, I want to see it. I want to see it as I'm listening to it. YouTube. The Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. I'm glad Jason's gone. This would bother him. You can only have one. Team USA win tonight or The Miz and the crew with a win tomorrow. Team USA now 53%. Miz and the crew at 47%, and it's getting closer. I guess it's not over. It's got to be very close. Belgium scoring three in a row now, leading Senegal 3-2. It's an overtime. But they go 90, and then what is the overtime? 210s or 220? 215s?
215s.
So that's 120. So then, yeah. They're not there yet, I think. I don't understand. I got a red dot next.
I just got a final.
3-2 final?
Yep.
All right. So it's important. Don't think I care that much about the game. But.
You ever been to either of those places? Belgium or Senegal?
If I have, I don't know if I remember being in Belgium, but. Senegal, no. But I think if you look at the FIFA rankings, I think Belgium and Senegal were like right next to each other. They're like 12 and 13. And I'm confused about what the rankings were prior to the start of the World Cup and if they've changed at all since. But anyway, what's important to note is if the USA wins, then they will play Belgium to get to the Elite Eight. That's the wager I have with Brian Bulaga. I gave him 10-1 odds. It's just an idiotic bet. It's probably about, if I went to Potawatomi, I think for the U.S. to get to the quarterfinals, I think it's probably about 3-1, 4-1.
Yeah, I think plus 340 was the number that Ben mentioned earlier today.
So it's 3 1/3 to 1. And that's on me. Founded by inventors, fueled by community, and focused on business, for 130 years, Horicon Bank has been helping businesses across Wisconsin grow through commercial lending. Now that same approach is here in Greater Milwaukee. Commercial lending, Horicon Bank in Greater Milwaukee. Financing requests approved in days, not weeks. Bankers who understand your business, products designed to support your cash flow. Because when it comes to commercial lending, Horicon Bank gets the job done. Visit Horicon Bank in New Berlin, Tosa, Menominee Falls, Grafton, or West Bend. Horicon Bank together, doing good. Commercial banking, remember it, for 130 years. Member FDIC. Do I need to take another break or do I go up to 57?
One more break.
One more break, and then I will close it out. Will the Miz have passed Team USA? Oh, baby, it's 51-49. Miz throwing strikeouts next. It's the USA against Bosnia-Herzegovina. USA whoops them in everything except coffee per capita. Bosnia-Herzegovina is ninth. Where is the U.S. in coffee per capita? We stink. 25th. Europe kicks our butt drinking coffee. And Miz is coming back. He hasn't taken the lead yet. Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. You can have only one. Team USA win or Miz and the crew win tomorrow? Team USA 51, Miz at 49. I say when this is over, Miz will have the win. And I guess the vote should have to stop before the USA plays. Can't have the game having an influence. Yes, coffee per capita. Bosnia-Herzegovina, ninth, and the USA, 25th. I wouldn't think they'd be ninth in anything, and the USA is 25th. But tells you how much they love coffee. The analysis, next.